Good evening, everybody. It's a little after 7 o'clock, and I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting of the Paradise Town Advisory Board to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you, everybody. Tonight, please let the record show that we have all members present. And I'd like to do county staff introductions. Who do we have?
Hi, my name is Steve DeMera, senior planner of the Conference of Planning Department.
Hi, Steve. Stephanie?
Stephanie Hallisey, Commissioner of the Fixings Office.
Do we have any other staff that would like to have an introduction? All right, seeing none, we'll move past that. All right, public comment, item number 2. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within our jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record for our secretary. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have anybody that would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close that item. And before I go further, I do want to invite everybody to pull out your cell phones and please hit that airplane mode. Every meeting, we get a little introduction. I haven't asked anybody to bring it up so we can all hear it yet, but maybe we'll get there. Item number 3, approval of the minutes of November 12, 2019.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes of November 12, 2019.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval of our last meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 4, approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, November 26th. I know that we do have a delete of item number 4-2. And that would be a vacancy on the Paradise Town Board. That time limit has already expired, and so we don't need to have a talk about that. Any other changes or additions?
Mr. Chair, there's no other changes. I will make a motion to approve the agenda for November 26, 2019.
Very good. Thank you, Susan. We've got a motion on the floor to approve the agenda with the noted deletion of item number 2 on the next page. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. And then moving on to the informational items. Item number 3. Please introduce yourself. We have a kind person here from the census talking about recruiting for the 2020 census.
Hi, my name is Muriel.
Do you want to grab the microphone?
I don't know if I need this.
Well, we need it to hear it and get it recorded.
Okay. Hi, my name is Muriel Duvall. I'm from the Census Bureau. I'm a recruiter assistant. What that means is I go out and do events, and what they're called is Apply Now events, and they're held all over the city to help people apply online for the census jobs. The 2020 census starts April 1st, 2020, but we have been hiring for over a year and a half, and we really need your help. This area, especially Paradise, is lacking in, we call census workers, office staff, quite a variety of jobs. And it's really important that everyone is counted because our state gets $675 billion projected for the year 2020, and it's based on each person being counted. Approximately $26,000 is allocated for each person counted. That goes for roads, hospitals, schools, children's lunches. And the information is really important because a lot of businesses, a lot of government agencies use that to do studies to project the needs of a community, whether it be a new business, whether it be a medical center, whether it be a grocery store or whatever. So it's really important. And what we're doing is holding events, but you don't need to go to an event. You can pull up your computer and go online to census2020census.gov/jobs and put in an application. I am having a hiring event, not hiring, it's apply now event, at Parkdale on December 4th. At 9:30 to 10, I will give a brief overview of the census, and then from 10 to 12, we will help individuals apply online for positions. What happens is your application goes into a pool, and then as you come to the top and your qualifications and your area, because they want you to work in your area, come up, they will call you and offer you a position. And at that time, you can decide if you want to take it or not. These positions are temporary, part-time, flexible. One of the major positions they're hiring for is a numerator, and what that is a census worker. Their salaries are paid $16.50 an hour, $2.18. Your flexible time, it's basically go door-to-door to people that do not answer their census. The census this year is going to be really, really short, so it won't be I don't think it's going to be a problem. And that's the main job. And you work in your neighborhood, you work around your schedule or not other people. So it gives you a lot of flexibility. You can't even watch a full-time job or a part-time job and do this. I enjoy it because I've met some great people. It's an opportunity to grow and to learn my community better. So I really need your help, especially in this community. And anyone you know, you have to be a U.S. citizen, 18 years old, and have a Social Security card. And that's it. Thank you, and have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the presentation. We'll get the word out as best we can. Yeah, again, I want to reiterate, I used to work for the county and worked on the census data a huge amount of my time. We get so much of our own money that we pay on taxes back to the state of Nevada. That's what this is about, getting our fair share. So it's critically important that we get that and get the enumeration correct. We had to fight for the 2010 census. The Comprehensive Planning Department got 75,000 more people added to our population because there was some accounting errors, and we were able to help the census department figure that out and work with them. So that was a big help, and all the enumerators we can get would be helpful. All right, enough of my soapbox. Planning and zoning, item number, our general zoning items, number six. Let's go ahead and get started with number one. That is UC 1908-15, Hacienda Arval LLC, a use permit for a proposed major training facility within an existing office and warehouse building on 7.2 acres and an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of Hacienda Avenue, 770 feet west of Arville Street within Paradise. Do we have an applicant?
Yes, sir.
Come on up. Give us your name and address for the record. You need to do it with the mic on the little button on the bottom. Push up, please.
There you go. Gil Stonebarger. Address is, last name is Stonebarger, Stonebarger, 20 Drawback Street, Henderson, Nevada.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Please let us know what you were trying to do.
We're trying to get a use permit for a major training facility. It's Hacienda in Arville. It's called the Beacon Center. My wife and I run it. We're a minor now. We realized we were in error and needed to have a major training facility permit. That's why we're here tonight. Any questions?
Well, before we get to that part,
yes.
It's a public hearing, so I'm going to open up to the members of the audience that want to speak on this matter. Please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board now. Questions?
If there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Susan. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, not a question.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Item number two, WS 19-0831, 4640 South Decatur LLC, a waiver of development standards to reduce parking and design review for an addition to an existing building materials supply company on 0.9 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located 640 feet south of Harmon Avenue and the east side of Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. Hi.
Hi.
Name and address for the record. Everybody that needs to speak.
Johnny Day, 4480 West Nebso Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89103. I'm here representing the applicant who is here today, Ben Rohani, who owns the building and the business.
Okay.
And we were here 2 weeks ago. We realized that staff is still recommending denial. We did have a meeting with planning today and kind of talked about the history of the building. It was built in 1978. It's been 10,000 square feet since then. And since Mr. Rohani has owned and ran his business from that building, that was starting in 2007, we have never had any complaints. He has never had any complaints or parking issues. Basically, he's a wholesale electrical supply with counter sales, and he does have his electrical contractor's office within the building as well. What we're requesting is to add 5,000 square feet to the existing warehouse for storage for electrical materials. And that's about it. We're humbly asking for your consideration. It's, been there, he's been there for since 2007. It's pretty calm around there.
Right.
We plan on adding parking in the back and the roadway so we can load up customers with their materials. 90% of his sales are will call, phone call sales, deliveries. I go to his office a lot. We did kind of get in a hiccup with it. We submitted the plans to Clark County Development Services, and they proceeded with plan check and plan examination. So we had to hire additional engineers to make all the corrections and get a liquefaction test on the soils, which is required now. It's a new code. And we spent quite a bit of money on all that. And then at 2.5 months into our plans being ready as far as plan check goes, we find out that we were not approved for zoning, that we needed to do a design review. And I don't know how that kind of cart kind of got in front of the horse. But at any rate, that's kind of where we stand right now. He wants to beautify the existing building with landscaping and trash enclosure, the new parking in the rear. We're going to spruce up the landscape in the front as well. And the building's kind of been used for the same thing ever since 1978 when it was EM Hardware, which I used to ride my motorcycle right across the street from there. It was no Charlie Freitas Park. It was just barren desert, and a lot of motorcycles rode there. And then EM Hardware they expanded quick. They built a new building next door, and they owned both properties for quite a while until they decided to lease it out to a bakery who wanted to do retail sales and wholesale sales. It's zone C2, and to do the wholesale, they got a waiver because they would have had to have been an M1 to do wholesale. They got a waiver for that, and they got a waiver on parking. And I don't know how they got such a hard waiver on parking back then. It was 1992 in December, and it said that there was 12 parking spaces required at the time for that building, and they got a variance for 9. And then there was a variance for the driveway going in 40 feet in lieu of the maximum 32, the curb cuts. So we've got, you know, very big driveway for everybody to pull in and out. And there was a waiver for one of the alleyways going to the back area of the property from 13 and a half feet to 12 feet. And Mr. Rouhani has been using the building pretty much the same way that it was used with the bakery. I don't know how long the bakery was there or how things operated at that time. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. If he was ever to retire, the only benefit to him would be to sell it to a bigger electrical player that would be using the building as the same use as being used for now, because he's kind of integrated.
I've done the same all my life.
He may keep it in the family, but you know.
Nothing has worked. It's electrical.
Okay.
Would you guys have any questions for Mr. Rouhani? Any more specifics? Maybe?
You guys are doing this all night. Okay, so I'll be running the place.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You want public comment?
It's cool. I know. Yeah. We're going to go that way first. If you guys are done with your presentation, I'll close that part. I'll turn it over to the public. This is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, and then now I'll turn it over to our board.
So I guess my question is, what's changed since you were here 2 weeks ago? Because we had to come back so you could reevaluate, and I don't see any changes. Our concerns were, it's C2, and so if we change the parking, that goes forward with the next person, which we can't allow. And so I know one of the discussions was, you know, could you reduce the building expansion in any amount to be able to get some more parking in? There was a lot of junk stored back there, a boat and something else that, you know, if all that stuff was gone and was used as parking, you know, you would not need as much space to store inside. So other than saying, well, you know, you brought the owner with you and we really want this, I don't see any reason for us to change our minds. It doesn't look like we reached any kind of compromise.
I believe the boat is gone.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's one space.
The boat is gone. The boat is gone. And
that's a semi-good answer. Okay, so last time I think I mentioned, and there was some ample discussion on exploring the potential of changing it to MD or M1 with a zone change rather than a design review and a request to reduce the parking below, well below what would be required if it ever changes from this particular use.
Yeah.
Any success or thoughts? Did we just drop that idea? What's going on?
We spoke with planning today about that, and that would require as well as quite a few waivers to even if we got the MD zoning, that we would actually be required to have quite a few waivers even if we were granted that zone change as well.
At the request of a board that might be considering those waivers, just throwing that in the hopper for you.
Okay. And then, that's going to be about a 6-month process, we were told. And so we decided, well, let's go ahead and go to the meeting today and speak with your board again. And so to have a little bit more time to give you a little more history on it. As far as, I do understand the compromise about reducing the square feet of the storage area. The way the rear lot is configured right now to maintain the drive-through for fire department and for trucks to come in and unload, even if we split it in half, we wouldn't gain any parking because the parking would end up being out in the middle of the driveway. And
well, unfortunately, I mean, you haven't given us anything to change our minds on other than let's go back and ask them again. And to me, it's just not going to fly. I mean, you'd be better off taking your 6 months and trying to get the zone change and come back and ask us for those waivers is going to be more amenable than us doing something that's going to set some type of precedent.
I couldn't agree more.
Anybody else? Questions on timeline. So obviously you guys have directly represented that your business has been operating this way since, or the building has been operating this way since 1992.
Actually, 1978 it was built.
Yeah, but from electrical supply warehouse, how long has it been operating?
Then it was an existing electrical supply when he purchased it. Was that right? When you got it, but it was electrical supply before you bought it, right?
Yeah.
You know how long they were in business?
No, I moved it there.
Oh, okay. So 2007.
2007. Can you describe your neighbors and what kind of businesses they are operating?
Yes, our neighbor to the south is Avante Door, and they have a front showroom and a counter where you can order door trim, hardware, and the majority of their building is warehouse. And one of the owners of the Avante business there is one of the original Ian Allen family members. So they were directly to the south. Directly to the north is a professional office complex, and directly to the north of that is another professional office complex. South of Avante Door is that the dispensary? There's a dispensary. South of that, there is a restaurant, and south of that there is a tavern, and then the rest of us were all surrounded by M1, all behind us, and that's
east of you is M1.
Yeah, all Quality Court and everything.
Everything else around you is C2, just like you are.
Yeah, along Decatur.
Renee, do you have anything else?
I do not have anything.
John? I have nothing. There's nothing new. And the only thing I can think of is what you suggested as far as changing the zoning or changing the size of the addition so they have room for the parking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to do that, I wish you the best of luck with the planning commission.
Okay, with that, I will make a motion to deny this application.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor, thank you, Susan, for a denial of this application. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so motion is 3-1. All right, so the motion is to deny has been approved.
Well, I appreciate you guys hearing us out again.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving to all.
Thank you. All right, item number 3, UC 190874, Bailey Bryan. Use permit to increase the size of an accessory structure in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the north side of Russell Road, 345 feet west of Sand Hill Road within Paradise. Hi. Name and address for the record, please.
My name is Carrie Shea. I'm the architect representing the applicant. I'm at 4310 Cameron Street, Suite 12A.
Thank you.
And just wanted to kind of come and introduce the project. We've got a homeowner that's a car enthusiast, and he is real excited about building a garage in the back of his property that would be accessed along the side yard.
Cool.
And it has a covered area in front, two-car, and then a restroom.
Can I ask you to walk that board up here, please?
Yeah.
Just because I can't see it.
Let me get some elevations.
Yeah, it's easy. Just not cover the mics
or the recorder.
Yeah,
hold it up.
Okay.
So it's this is the main house.
Gotcha.
We're on East Russell. Sand Hill's over here.
And there's a, the main house is here. He has an existing pool in the back. And this house, I mean, this proposed garage, it meets all the setbacks. It's an accessory structure, 6 feet from the main house, and then has a 5 foot setback. And I read the conditions. It looks like they've requested some greenery to be put in the back as well, which,
did you see
sandhills
over there?
Yeah, I actually have this picture.
The picture is so much better. That would be a big deal.
Yeah, because I wanted to point out that the... I read the staff notes, and there is one neighbor that has a... something similar there in the backyard. He is here. I don't know, here. This one. So,
is this one?
Let's see. Oh my gosh,
this one? Which one?
I think it's this one. It's this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this picture shows one that has something in the back. But that one's built right on the property line.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that one's pretty close to that one. And then a lot of the neighbors, you see things stored, so there's no place to put them. So, I mean, I think his objective is to build a garage and then put everything in the garage.
Yeah.
And one thing we've done is, if you look at the elevation, the roof's scaled down, broken in two spots, we kind of have a nice look to the front of it. Where it's not, like a 16-foot garage door, so it's broken down to a, 2 8x8s on the covered area. So it's got some charm to it.
All right. Anything else to add?
I think I'm good. Unless you have some extra questions.
Not yet. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Go ahead with questions. I like it. Okay, so this is a public hearing, so I'm going to open it up to anybody in the audience that wants to speak on this item. Please step forward. Seeing no rush to the front, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
I don't really see a problem with this. I mean, this is kind of... It's the same as a lot of the properties in that area. That other property owner is type Freeman, or on the other side of Sandville, Freeman Town, which is pretty much ranch. And the only difference I see is that he asked for permission.
Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is part of the Russell transition corridor. So it's like every third house is a commercial building on this street.
Right.
So I was just curious if any neighbors were going to show up, because it is awful tall to the people behind where it is residential. There is no commercial behind it. Is there going to be windows on the back of it that would look into someone's house?
The windows on the side are high.
Okay. Because as long as it doesn't look into someone else's home.
Yeah, there's a wall back there, so I think...
How high is that wall then?
Usually walls are 6 feet, so...
Usually.
I think you'd be amenable to, if that was a problem, but obviously, I don't think that was our intention, so...
Well, I mean, we can even condition it and say no windows on the back.
Yeah, just
to make sure.
I mean, if it's
actually,
storage, it shouldn't matter anyway.
Yeah, you
doesn't have it, but that's the north side of it there.
That's
so
okay.
There are no windows there. This is this face is the pool. Anyway,
okay. Yeah, that's it.
So, then you go ahead. If no one has anything else, I'd make the motion to approve. For the stipulation, could be no windows on the north side of the
building. We've got a motion, thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval with a stipulation.
And if approved.
And if approved conditions, with the addition of a condition to require no windows on the north side of this structure. Is that correct? All right. So we've got that motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
The owner's going to be excited.
Yeah, they usually are when they win. So you're going to be going to the Planning Commission on 12/17.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Item number four, WS190855, Stephanie Properties, LLC, waivers of development standards for the following. One, parking lot landscaping. Two, pedestrian walkways. And three, increased light pole height. Design review for a proposed parking lot on 2.1 acres in the MD Design Manufacturing Zone, generally located on the south side of Capovita Avenue, 440 feet east of Bermuda Road within Paradise. Hi.
Hi.
Name and address for the record, please.
Brad Proudfit, Proudfit, 2383 East Warm Springs, on behalf of the owner. This project is to demolish an existing office building to provide more parking for the existing commercial subdivision. We are asking for a waiver of standards for the landscaping on site, the pole height for the lights, and the pedestrian access. I brought a picture of the commercial subdivision. The reason we were asking for the reduced landscaping is to match the existing landscaping that is on the property now, adjacent to it. The same goes for the lights. The current lights are 30 feet. I think the standard now is 25. We're asking for a 5-foot waiver. The lights were not near any residential area. And the walking path, this parking lot will provide parking for up to 6 of the buildings within.
Clarify the picture, the photo for me.
Pardon me?
The area that we're talking about.
Oh. This is our site here.
Okay.
And we are going to upgrade the landscaping along Capovia.
Is that shown on your drawings?
It is.
That steps.
It is.
See?
You can see the six trees.
It's a major
grass
upgrade.
And shrubs and
don't want to put you out with the six trees, okay. All right. Anything else you want to show us?
No.
Okay. All right. If you're done, then this is a public hearing, and I'll turn it over to any members of the public that want to speak on the matter. Please step forward. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board. Keep it busy.
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments on this, I'd like to make a motion for approval of this staff conditions.
With approved? Okay. All right, we've got a motion on the floor, thank you, Raymond, for approval according to the if approved staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you got planning commission on the 17th as well. All right, item number five, UC190814, Gypsy LLC, use permits for the following. One, reduce the separation from an alcohol on-premises consumption tavern to a residential use. Two, reduce the separation from an outside dining area patio to a residential use. And three, allow outside dining in conjunction with a tavern. Waiver of development standards to reduce the... Steve, can you grab that door? Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, waiver of development standards to reduce the throat depth. Design reviews for the following. One, alcohol on-premise consumption tavern. Two, an outside dining area patio. And three, alternative parking lot landscaping on 0.9 acres in a C2 general commercial AE65 zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Paradise Road and Naples Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street, here on behalf of Gypsy. This building that you see came to you earlier on this year and was approved. And then we encountered a very unique situation, which is can't be moved. Usually when I encounter the situation with the billboard, the landlord will review the lease when it's up and not renew it, especially if they want to go in the building. But in this case, we have an irrevocable easement that is owned by this billboard, and we can't pay them to go away. So as a result, we have had to redesign the whole entire site. The design review reorients the same exact building to a different location on the site. The driveway location and the deck remain the same, so that speaks a lot to the waivers. The parking is still balanced, as it was before. The most protected residential is to the south on Naples. In June of this year, this board approved a waiver, which was 75 feet from the first residential. It is now 63. At that time, the owner of this residential has appeared in the past on different occasions. He expressed support for this project in the interest of branding and revitalizing this district. Previously, the main concern of having a tavern with outdoor areas was the Royal property to the north. They had concerns. We are now 53 feet, all of our outdoor areas at their closest point, from the Royal property, where previously we were approved for 27. Last time I was here, this board deliberated the conditions in the interest of Royal, and I'm going to defer to Dimitri, who represents the Royal. He, from what I understand, is just going to read those conditions into the record verbatim. Should I ask you to open the public hearing, or can I just defer it for you?
Everybody wants to do my job.
I know.
Although the pay is not good. It is awesome.
We'll
go ahead and we'll do that as part of the public record.
Okay.
All right? So go ahead, Laura, with your presentation. And then
so
we'll...
that concludes my presentation.
Okay.
And then I'll come up and speak again to tell you that whether or not I agree with you.
Okay. That sounds great. All right. Thanks, Laura. I'm going to go ahead and open this to the public for anybody that wants to speak on the item. Please come up. Name and address for the record, Dimitri.
Good evening, Dimitri Delacas, 3275 South Jones, Boulevard, Suite 105, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89146. I represent Holiday Royale at 4505 Paradise Road. The property adjacent to the north of the present property. And as was represented, there was a few items that were addressed at the previous application back in May that didn't appear in this particular application that we wanted to make sure reiterated and added as conditions to the present application. One of the items that we wanted to make sure that was clarified, because upon my review of the agenda sheet, it mentions that the balcony, in the agenda sheet, it says the balcony on the west side shall not be used for any purpose other than emergency egress. I believe it is meant to mean the north balcony was not supposed to be used for anything else other than emergency egress. So we wanted to make sure that was clarified and as a condition. Of course, outdoor noise levels must still comply with both daytime and nighttime code requirements, which was something that was brought up in the prior application. But most importantly,
I made copies of the notice of final action that was dated May 31st, 2019, regarding the prior application.
And that prior application was UC 180803, and at the time the Board of County Commissioners approved the applicant with specific conditions that are listed in that notice of final action dated May 31st of 2019. A particular note that we wanted to make sure were added as conditions to this application are the first four. The first one being 2 years to review as a public hearing on all outside dining and drinking areas, which may include the possibility of a change to the limitation on hours of operation. Number two, there are supposed to be wheel stops to be installed in each of the parking spaces to the north side of the parking lot, which aligns my client's property. There's already, I believe, a 4.5 foot skate buffer there, but there were also supposed to be dual stops as part of the condition. Hours of operation for all outside dining and drinking areas are limited to 3 a.m. closing time. And last but very much not least, no amplified music or live music entertainment in any outside dining or drinking areas. I believe there is in the present agenda sheet where it mentions that there wouldn't be any outdoor music or live entertainment on the second floor. This is actually, on the first floor, the original application was, whether it's the first or second floor, there wouldn't be any outside amplified music or live entertainment in any outside dining or drinking areas, whether it's the first floor or the second floor. So we ask that those particular conditions, along with everything else in the prior final action letter, be included in this application today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that wants to speak? Come on up.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. My name is Ed Uley, and I have the representing the property, like the residential property that's close to the project. And it's true that we've supported this project very much. It's important that this iconic gay nightclub, known throughout the United States and in the world, be reestablished here. And it's just unfortunate it's taken so long to get it up and going. But we definitely support this.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on the matter? I'll close. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and ask Laura if she wants to respond or add any more comments.
I don't think a response is necessary. Thank you, Mr. Newling, the owner of the protected properties. And I concur with the notice of final action from earlier this year, which Demetrius read into the record.
Okay. So I do have a question for you. You don't have any problems with the notice of final action because it was probably an approval, right? I mean, it was an approval, but...
It was, and we've worked closely with the commissioner and the commissioner's liaison to negotiate what we thought was fair, the 3 a.m. curfew, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
A two-year review.
All right, thank you. Anybody else on the board?
Did you close it
out? Close it to the public.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Molly, did you get a copy of the notice of final action? Okay, anybody have any questions or thoughts?
Nope.
Straightforward.
I'll jump in. I'd make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions with the inclusion of the north balcony, or clarification, the north balcony is for emergency exiting only, that they agree to adhere to the noise levels per code and abide by the conditions in the original notice of final action from May 31st, 2019.
Excellent. So we've got a motion on the floor, thank you, Susan, for approval, with the conditions noted by Susan, and mostly in the notice of final actions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. All right, and you will be going to the BCC 1218, per my agenda. All right, item number six, UC 190859, MGP Lessor, LLC, use permits of the following: one, recreational facility event center with on-premises consumption of alcohol; two, allow temporary events longer than 10 days per event; and three, deviations to development standards for plans on file. Deviations for the following: one, alternative external building materials; two, permit to use show; not within a permanently enclosed building. 3, permit to access, permit access to accessory uses from the exterior of a resort hotel, the Mirage. And 4, all other deviations per plans on file. Design reviews for the following. 1, fabric membrane structures, tents. 2, outdoor dining and drinking area. And 3, accessory structures in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the Mirage, on 65.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 1,500 feet south of Spring Mountain Road within Paradise. Hi.
Hello, Mr. Chairman and members of the town board. My name is George Rogers, 6325 South Jones, representing Mirage in this. And yes, it's a tent, and it does not front on the Las Vegas Boulevard South. Not even close. In fact, it's on the opposite side of the property. But mind you, it's 191 feet from Sammy Davis Drive. So there's buildings and landscaping that all get in the way and buffer the tents. If they were close to anything, they're close to the TI property back here. They're about 48 feet away. And I think it's really pretty simple. They're just overflow convention areas is all they are. And technically, a tent's outside, so that's where dining and drinking might be for an event that has to do with the convention center. And I think it's pretty bland as a project, and I appreciate staff's recommendation for approval and ask for yours.
Okay, thank you, George. This is a public hearing, so I'm going to open up to anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter. Please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
I can't believe you had to read all that for a tent.
I know. My mouth hurts.
I do
have one question, though. Just to mess with the world. Do you actually have a picture or a rendering of the tents?
Well, we have elevations.
Yeah, kind of not the same, but okay.
And they're not very dynamic tents, not like the circus tents in the house, but they just have a pointy top on them.
And they're white.
Are they white? Because here's where my question's going. Are they vivid colors?
They're white.
White's not very vivid. Okay.
Sean loves his vivid color.
Steph did that once, so I'm not going to stop. All right, any questions or thoughts? If not, if there's no questions or other comments on the item, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to the preliminary staff conditions. So we've got a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. You'll be going, George, to the BCC on 12/18. All right, item number 7, WS190866, GC Vegas Retail LLC and Nakash S. and W. LLC. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, increased wall sign area, and 2, increased the number of animated signs. Design reviews for the following. 1, modifications to an approved comprehensive sign package, and 2, increase animated sign area in conjunction with an existing shopping center, the Showcase Mall, on a portion of 6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone and an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 750 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Hi.
Hello.
Name and address, please.
My name is Ken McQuaid, M-C-Q-U-A-D-E.
Was that Ken?
Ken. I'm with Target, and we are 1000 Nicollet Mall, N-I-C-O-L-L-E-T Mall, Minneapolis. Thank you for having me here tonight.
Thank you for bringing the cold weather.
Well, it's snowing 12 inches in Minneapolis right now, so I feel a little lucky. But I can get home and everything. But I'm here tonight just to kind of walk you quickly through our proposed item and give any comments and thoughts you might have. So basically, you know, when we first started looking at the site, we, you know, looked at a lot of the iconic imagery that's on this particular chunk of the strip, like the M&M guys and the Hard Rock guitar and the Coke bottle, and you know, you kind of thought, you know, our iconic image is the bullseye dog. And I went back to our creative team and worked with them, and we've actually never put a bullseye dog on a store before. 1900 stores, we've never done it, so this will be the first time. And Joe wanted to do the things, right? So, so he's about 25 feet high, about 30 feet wide. And just to be to clarify, this portion of the drawing is all static. It's only the tail that wags back and forth. So that's the animated, if you want to call it that part. But the 95% of the sign is actually static. It'll be outlined in LED, which looks like neon around the outside. And then we do have a more traditional bullseye sign, closer to the animated.
Okay. That sounds like kind of like an end. All right. All right, I'll work with that. Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
This is a public hearing, so if there's anyone in the audience that wants to comment on the item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Is the dog just flat? Does it extend at all? Like 3D?
His head and ears are flat, and then the paws actually...
The paws come out?
And then,
yeah, I couldn't tell for sure.
And we will be surface washing lightly the surface face of the dog, so that there's a ton of ambient light on the strip, so I don't think it's ever going to be dark, but
yeah.
We just want to make sure that it doesn't reduce.
I love that the tail wagged. That's cute.
We're pretty excited. We have it with Commissioner Gibson. This is courtesy of the block control.
Always a good idea.
Comments on this. I'd like to put a motion on the floor for approval of this, subject to staff conditions.
All right, thank you, Raymond. We've got a motion on the floor for approval, subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Like the sign. It looks cool. I'm glad we're first.
Yeah.
And you're going to be going to the...
I got 9 o'clock flight.
This is something.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, get out before the storm.
So, Ken, you're going to be going to the BCC on December 18th.
Yes.
Well, that pretty much wrapped up our zoning agenda. So now we're moving on to item number 8, since we didn't trail anything. That's general business, and we don't have any. So now we're going to item number, 8. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote.
Hi.
Oh, second bite at apple?
Okay. So it's Muriel Duval, Muriel Duval. But anyway, I wanted to give you some reading material on the census. And I don't think a lot of people know it, and I didn't know it till I got in it. And it's really interesting how it was by the Constitution, what the impact to our community is. So, and I appreciate your spiel. But anyway.
You're the only one.
But your support, you know, because we do need enumerators. And those that have done it before really love it, so.
And is that throughout the country, the website?
Yes, it is. It's throughout the United States. It's a count of every person, and everyone is important.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your service. All right. Anyone else want to speak to the board? Seeing no one, I'll close that agenda item and move on to item number 9. I hate my emails, by the way. Next meeting date, December 10th, 2019. Do we have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?